This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. President Donald Trump vowing a response Friday afternoon after China announced retaliatory tariffs on American products. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The Trump administration had announced plans to impose new tariffs on $300 billion in Chinese goods. Beijing has responded with its own tariffs on $75 billion in U.S. products. The president says he will respond this afternoon. He's already calling on American companies with operations in China to consider an alternative place to do business. The White House is not immediately saying what authority the president believes he has to order private companies to change their practices. The growing trade war between the world's two biggest economies could further drag down already weak global growth. American, Asian, and European markets all tumbled as the spat deepened. Sagar Magani, Washington.
North Korea is sending a warning to the United States Friday. It is ready for dialogue or standoff when it comes to stalled nuclear talks. The North Korean foreign minister also said it would be a miscalculation if Washington imposed more sanctions on Pyongyang. Malta has agreed to allow a charity ship carrying more than 350 migrants, mainly from the Sudan, to dock. The island nation gave the Norwegian Ocean Viking permission after six European countries reached an agreement to take in the migrants. Two charities have been running the rescue ship. Max Avis, a search and rescue coordinator, describes a tense situation for the migrants on board.
Most people on that ship have been in arbitrary detention, have been tortured, have been raped if they're female. Like, that's just the standard of the demographics we get.
The ship has been anchored in the Mediterranean for 2 weeks awaiting port access. This is VOA News. Japan is on the offensive Friday after Seoul announced it was ending a military intelligence sharing pact with Tokyo. A pact between the two countries was due for automatic renewal on Saturday. It's what allowed them to share intel on North Korea's weapons program. Reuters' Grace Lee reports.
Reuters' Joyce Lee explains why Tokyo is so concerned.
Although Japan has excellent reconnaissance assets, South Korea is closer to North Korea and can detect launches faster, as well as having great human intelligence. Now, South Korea has said that it will continue sharing information with Japan under a less binding pre-existing deal called TISA.
Under TISA, Japan and South Korea will likely go back to sharing intelligence through the U.S. military. And experts say there's a risk information could be lost in the process.
That was Reuters' Grace Lee reporting. President Trump and leaders of Britain, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, and Japan will be in France this weekend for the annual Group of Seven summit. French President Emmanuel Macron, who's hosting, declared there will be no communique at the end of the summit because of disagreements between President Trump and the other leaders on key issues such as Iran and climate change. Analysts tell VOA G7 leaders are bracing for an American president known for his sometimes combative stance against allies. Here's Caroline Postel-Vine, a research professor at the Paris-based Institut Sciences Po.
I have been following the G7 summits, G8 summits for some time, and this is really the first time I can actually sense the nervousness.
At last year's G7 in Quebec, President Trump threatened to halt trade relations with several member nations and called his host, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, weak. Brazil's ultra-right president, Jair Bolsonaro, is accusing his French counterpart of encroaching on his country's sovereignty. This after President Macron said the Amazon wildfires should be at the top of the G7 summit agenda. Bolsonaro responded, his government is open to dialogue, but the French president's suggestion that Amazonian issues be discussed without the participation of the countries of the region evokes a misplaced colonialist mindset. Dr. Doug Morton, a NASA scientist, explains how deforestation has played a role.
This is really the second part of the story that began with our observations of an increase in deforestation. That deforestation only proceeds to someone being able to use those areas for agriculture if those areas are burned.
Thousands of wildfires burning in the Amazon rainforest threaten to wipe out large parts of the ecosystem. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.